7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Well, 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 another episode and another absent Tom.
He got stopped by customs. We don't know where he is. His wife is back. The aforementioned biddies that we talked about prior. She's back in the States. I don't know where Tom is, to be perfectly honest. I don't.
Yeah, so again, it is going to be another episode of Would You Rather, and it is the wide receiver edition. And we're going to just pick a couple of wide receivers. And, you know, if you're in that spot, like middle, second round, and you're given these two wide receivers, which wide receiver would you rather draft at that
spot? We're going to help you make those tough decisions that you probably will face on draft day between guy A and guy B.
Before we get to that, we are Pony Cake Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter at Pony Cake Sports, at Pony Cake Tim, at Pony Cake Tom, also Mud Rub Tom. And you guys can also check us out on our website, ponycakesports.com. Check out our buddies on their website, cleatgeeks.com. Check them out on Twitter, at cleatgeeks. Message them. Let them know that we are the ones that sent you.
They're good dudes. Check them out.
All right. So I'm going to start it off.
All right. Do it to it.
And we're going to have two wide receivers, and they are both going to be in the second round. We're pretty much bypassing the first round, guys. It's pretty much apples to apples, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to choose between Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
So we're gonna give you guys, you know, some other options that you may be facing. So two wide receivers, second round, ADP is 2-4, Michael Thomas.
Yep.
The other wide receiver is 2-6, Dez Bryant.
Ay, ay, ay. I'm going to go with Dez Bryant. Strictly because Dez Bryant is proven. When he was healthy last year, he was able to get on the same page as Dak Prescott. I like Michael Thomas. I don't like him as much as you do, Josh. I would say I like him. You love him. You love his nuts in and around your mouth. But Dez is Dez, right? He's proven year after year he is a stud. He is a perennial top 5 to top 10 wide receiver, if not even higher than that. He's going to get his. Right? I mean, let's call a spade. He's matured a little bit in my eyes as he's gotten older, and I believe that he's going to go out there. He's going to be the safety blanket for Dak Prescott, and with Ezekiel Elliott taking a lot of that pressure off of everyone, Dez Bryant's going to have a fantastic year. If I had to pick one, I would be a no-brainer Dez Bryant.
Fair enough. Plus, you look at Michael Thomas. He is getting drafted pretty high for being a rookie last year. So, up into the high second round. A lot of people have him almost late first round sometimes in these mock drafts. So
I'm going to give you one here, Josh, and I'm going to give you a couple of guys that I'm not big on.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Amari Cooper.
All right.
And Ty Hilton.
Ty Hilton. I like how you keep saying Ty Hilton.
That's his name, Snacks.
So T.Y. Hilton, T.Y. Hilton, his ADP is 2-6, and then you have Amari Cooper, his ADP right now is 2-10. Again, two guys that are, you know, pretty much right there neck and neck. The thing is with me, you have T.Y. Hilton, he's gonna be fully healthy this year. You have Amari Cooper, you're gonna have a healthy Derek Carr. Michael Crabtree's been a big help, but I think with the addition of Marshawn Lynch to that offense, it may open up a little bit more for Amari Cooper, especially with this being Amari Cooper's third year. Usually the third year is that prove-it type deal, prove-it type year.
That was Tom's statement.
Yeah, and it's funny because if you had Tom here right now asking him this question, I don't know which way he would go because he loves both of these guys. I feel like if you had to go with the more proven wide receiver, you go T.Y. Hilton. If you're going to take a boom or a bust pick, then you go Amari Cooper. And with me, I'm going to go with the more proven guy. I'm going to go with T.Y. Hilton. He's the wide receiver on that team. Wow. You have Andrew Luck. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of questions to go with Amari Cooper. There could be tons of upside with Amari Cooper, but a lot of unknowns.
You know what the question is for Ty? Is how consistent is his team going to be? What Andrew Luck are we going to see? Are we going to see the Andrew Luck on the field? Are we going to see lacerated spleen Andrew Luck, didn't he have a lacerated spleen, or did I just make that up? He had a lot of problems, is all I know, okay? So I don't know who I'm going to see. I'm not sold on Ty Hilton. He has been a fantastic wide receiver at times, but I love me some Amari Cooper. I feel like he's been able to learn in this situation. He hasn't had to have too much expected of him due to the emergence of one... God bless it. Why am I blanking on the name right now? The other wide receiver.
Michael Crabtree.
Thank you. With the Michael Crabtree taking a ton of that pressure off of Amari Cooper, specifically last year. A lot of people were disappointed with Amari Cooper's production because of how much was taken away from him. But that is going to come through now this year. Amari Cooper is going to have a big, big year, in my opinion.
This is going to be a good one right here. We have a wide receiver that finished a top 10 wide receiver last year, Brandon Cooks. And we have a wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins that finished, obviously, on a very down year. Out of those two guys, Brandon Cooks move over to the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots like to spread the ball around. What Julian Edelman did.
They'd have.
That's a lot of points for that one wide receiver. Now you're adding another guy that's another weapon. You have Gronk there. You got a bunch of weapons. Which wide receiver, if the end of the second round comes rolling around, you have Brandon Cooks, you have DeAndre Hopkins. You had to pick two, or you had to pick one. Which one?
If I can pick two, I'd pick Brandon Cooks and DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, you had to pick one. But if I had to pick one, I would think it's pretty obvious. I have to take Brandon Cooks, regardless of the fact with how many mouths there are to feed, regardless of the fact of how much the Patriots, historically love to spread the ball around. Listen, Brandon Cooks now has Tom Brady throwing him the football, and he throws enough touchdown passes where Brandon Cooks can have potentially an off year and still get 12 touchdown catches. Maybe the yards aren't going to be there, but I feel like the receptions, the screenplays, everything, and I feel like the thing that's not being talked about now with the Patriots are how Brandon Cooks and Julian Edelman are going to be able to feed off of each other. We haven't talked about that at all. Two guys who are able to be used in, very versatile roles. I feel like they're going to feed off of each other. It's going to be a historic year for the New England Patriots. You're going to see some huge numbers out of one Thomas Brady. I look forward to it, even though I hate the Patriots.
Fair enough.
I'm going to keep a guy that you just mentioned in this list. I'm going to say DeAndre Hopkins, who came off a very rough year last year because he had the Brosweiler throwing to him, with another guy who is coming off a bad year, kind of had some bad history. Would you take DeAndre Hopkins or Alshon Jeffrey?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. Where did DeAndre finish last year? I don't even remember. Right above one Sterling Shepard and right after Willie Snead. That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
But he only scored, four touchdowns last year? Mm-hmm. I think the game that he had the most receptions was 8 in one game, and it was against Jacksonville late in the season.
To play devil's advocate, he was much better once. Oh, is it Todd Savage? Is it Todd or Tom?
Tom.
I always call him Todd. I don't know why. I apologize, Mr. Savage. Tom Savage came in and just started chucking him up the ball like he's used to. Seems like things kind of came back to normal a little bit.
Yeah, man, I feel like you have to give me DeAndre Hopkins over Alshon Jeffrey. I feel like I have to go that way. There's no way DeAndre Hopkins can just have these back-to-back off seasons. I have to go with DeAndre Hopkins.
Fair enough. I will not argue with you on that. I agree completely.
I mean, there's only room for improvement for him. So that's pretty much it.
That's a valid point.
Two wide receivers here. Let's go with Terrell Pryor, who is now on the Washington Redskins, and Kirk Cousins says that he needs to get him the ball. Or a wide receiver getting drafted one pick behind him. Again, both guys in the fourth round. Keenan Allen coming off of injury.
I like Terrell Pryor. I like him a lot. Listen, he was able to find success on a terrible team in Cleveland, right? A one-win team, and he was an asset for fantasy football owners everywhere. And I like Keenan Allen. With that said, there's a lot of mouths to feed now in Los Angeles. He's coming off of his injury. Who knows what exactly you're going to get? I have not The other reason why I'm kind of staying away from Keenan Allen is you haven't really heard anything about him, right? A lot of times with these guys coming off of injuries, you hear, oh, he's ahead of schedule, he's looking great, you know, and whether it's true or not, you hear stuff about him. You haven't heard anything about Keenan Allen. It's been silent. So I'd take Terrell Pryor and feel pretty confident about it.
Me, personally, I feel like I would go Keenan Allen. I have this love-hate relationship with him, so I just have to have faith that, you know, if this dude is healthy, he could be one of the best wide receivers and one of the best value picks fourth round.
No doubt he could. Josh, I got two guys for you, and these are two guys with problems, okay? Two guys with issues. Fix me up, guys, if you would. Martavis Bryant, he's got a weed problem. He likes to smoke it.
He does.
And then you got Kelvin Benjamin, who's got a food problem. He likes to eat it.
He does.
He's 280. You see this guy? Dear God, he's giving Fat Bastard a run for his money. He's humongous.
Give me Martavis Bryant. I'm not even going to think about it. If you guys listen to our AFC North breakdown, which would have been, what, three episodes ago now?
I don't know where I am right now.
Yeah, check that out. We talked a lot about Martavis Bryant. Tim talked him up a lot. He could theoretically be your number two wide receiver on your fantasy football team. And when given the opportunity and when he is actually active and not suspended, he is very, very, very good when he's on the field. Kelvin Benjamin has been nothing but, I shouldn't say nothing but problems since he's, you know, been drafted or whatever. He had a decent rookie year, and then after that, it's just mediocre after that. So give me Martavis Bryant. Give me the upside with him coming back from injury. Even though they drafted a wide receiver with Juju Smith-Schuster, I'm going to still go with Martavis Bryant. If he's there, I will take him.
Agreed.
Next up, I have a good one. Dante Moncrief or Golden Tate? Both in the sixth round.
Ooh, that's it. That is a good one, Josh. Obviously, Golden Tate had a half a good year last year. Moncrief is extremely undervalued. I would have to go Moncrief just because I believe that, in Indy, having someone in Andy Luck who likes to sling the ball around, you know, you can't ever rely on Ty Hilton. So I would definitely take Dante.
Yeah, same here. Dante Moncrief, man, he's just, even though he didn't play a ton of games, he scores a lot of touchdowns, and that's his biggest asset. So I would definitely go with Dante Moncrief as well in that sense. And, I like Golden Tate a lot too. But what do you think about Marvin Jones on the Lions?
I feel like it's a guy I'd probably have on my bench. I would not want to have him as one of my top three wide receivers, or, you know, in an extreme situation, I'd feel okay as having him as my flex if that was the type of league I was in. But definitely not someone that I would want starting every week. It would be a specific matchup-to-matchup type scenario.
Okay.
Josh, I have one for you here. Let's go with the one and only Jamison Crowder or Stephon Diggs.
You know what's funny is I was actually going to do a Jamison Crowder or a Willie Snead.
That's it. You know what? Let's do that, Josh. This is your show.
I'm just saying.
Okay, you're gonna push your beliefs on me and your opinions on me. So let's do that, Josh. For you, Jamison Crowder or Willie Snead?
I don't know. I feel like if I toss a coin, it's gonna land on the side and not even give me a heads or tails. I feel like this is how close these two are this year. If I had to pick one guy, I'm probably gonna slide a little bit towards the side of Willie Snead.
Joshua, there's no standing on a coin.
I know.
There's none of that. Willie Snead's got a man named Drew Brees. You may remember him. He puts the headphones on his baby after he wins the Super Bowl. Yeah, Drew Brees. Andrew Brees, a Hall of Fame quarterback. And guess what? He's got Michael Thomas. He no longer has Brandon Cooks. You know who's going to benefit from that? Willie Snead. I like Stephon Diggs. I actually tried to trade for him once upon a time from you.
Yep.
But they still have Sam Bradford as their quarterback, who is pretty hot and cold. So while I do like Stephon Diggs, I feel like this is a no-brainer. Willie Snead all day, baby.
Yeah, especially with Cooks being gone, in that offense, it's going to be great for Willie Snead.
Absolutely.
Plus, there's always going to be a need for a check down guy.
That's true.
All right.
There's always going to be a need for Willie Snead.
I got another good one. Rishard Matthews, the guy that you love.
I love me some Rishard.
Or Devontae Parker.
You know, that is extremely tough. I would still have to go with Rishard Matthews.
Really?
Even with all the weapons added in Tennessee, and this isn't a homer pick. And I know you're going to say it's a homer pick when I'm done talking here. No, you are, because you're that type of guy, and you like to ruin people like that. But Devontae Parker's just never been there. He's always been a what-if guy. What if? There's too many other guys there. Kenny Stills is still there. They just re-signed him. Landry Jones has been able to be the guy because Devontae Parker has never stepped up and become the guy. So, unless hell freezes over, Devontae Parker grabs his big boy pants, pulls them up, ties his shoelaces, double knots, and decides to be a football player, it's going to be a no-brainer, Rishard Matthews, baby.
All right.
You go ahead.
I'm not in complete agreement with that because me, personally, I'm going Devontae Parker. I just feel like, again, this is, I know I made the case for that third-year wide receiver, but Devontae Parker, if he comes back in healthy, they have a strong running game with Jay Ajayi. Devontae Parker could be in line for a huge season this year, and I'm excited to see what he can do if healthy. And getting him in the ninth round, man. Rishard Matthews, eighth round. Devontae Parker, the ninth round. I'd rather wait that extra round and get Devontae Parker.
Rishard Matthews has a lot to overcome this year. I don't want to underplay that.
Plus Corey Davis.
With the additions that they've added to that team, his targets are going to probably go down pretty substantially, but I still have a lot of faith in Rishard Matthews.
Okay.
So let's do, Joshua, two guys that you'd kind of be upset if we're on your team, I think. John Brown or Jeremy Maclin?
Oh, my God.
that's the reaction I was hoping for.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm never drafting John Brown, and I'll take Jeremy Maclin all day. I have no real reason besides the fact that I hate John Brown and everything he stands for. I don't care if Carson Palmer says John Brown is looking 10 times stronger than he has been. He's looking a lot faster. I don't give a shit. John Brown will never be on my team, and I will never draft him. Give me freaking Adam Thielen over John Brown. Give me Kenny Britt over John Brown. Give me Kenny Stills over John Brown. Give me Quincy Enunwa over John Brown. I'll take any of those guys, even though they are slated four rounds after John Brown.
Willie Quinn or John Brown?
Willie Quinn.
he's not on a team, I don't think. But
no. Is he signed by the Bears? Did he get signed?
I don't think that's been decided.
All right, I'm not sure. Let's see. I got one decent one here.
All right.
I'll do this last one, and then you can do one more if you want.
I do.
Zay Jones or Cooper Kupp?
You son of a biscuit. You just stole some words right out of my mouth. Listen, I feel like that's a no-brainer. I feel like Zay Jones is the guy to go with there. I like Cooper Kupp a lot. I think we both do. And we're on the same page with both of these guys.
Yeah.
Makes me nervous a little bit with Zay Jones, the situation he's getting in. I don't really care for that in Buffalo. But with that talent, I feel like he's going to go out there and be a solid number three wide receiver for a lot of teams.
Yeah, there'll be some drafters that are going to be looking at these rookie wide receivers. Cooper Kupp lands in an awesome situation where he could be that number one guy on that team. And then you have Zay Jones, where you have a Sammy Watkins who cannot stay healthy. He could eventually be the number one, but he's not going to be asked to be the number one right away. So you get some interesting situations. One round difference for ADP. Zay Jones is at 13, or late 13, and then Cooper Kupp early 14. So I don't think you can really go wrong in a situation like this. I like both guys. But I think with the possibility of Tyrod Taylor actually not sucking like Jared Goff, I'm going to go with Zay Jones.
Fair enough. Josh, my last one for you. Wide receiver, Quincy Enunwa.
Yep.
Or Cole Beasley.
Oh, man. Give me Quincy Enunwa just for the fact that, Dallas added another wide receiver. I'm drawing a blank on his freaking name. Ryan Switzer out of North Carolina.
Yep.
I like Switzer.
Look at that. See, Tom's not here, and I'm stepping up. Tom, he's not even here. He must be getting pulled over and taken out and getting mud rubbed all over him. That's fine.
I feel like if Cole Beasley gets banged up at all, Ryan Switzer is immediately inserted into that lineup and in the Cole Beasley role. That's my only thing. And I just – I don't know. I could easily see Quincy Enunwan being the number one guy for the Jets. They have nobody else.
No, especially someone just got arrested for some type of violent act as well. And Tom, I didn't mean that. I miss you so much. I just wish you were back here and rubbing mud on my back and telling me I was doing a good job.
All right, I have one last one for you. Just because they're, you know, kind of second-year guys, whatever.
Yep.
Rashard Perriman and Josh Doctson.
Rashard Perriman and Josh Doctson. This is Perriman's third year, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Perriman and Doctson. I'm going to go with Rashard Perriman. I've been a fan of his since his rookie year. I believe I might have even drafted him his rookie. I might have been thinking of Kamari Aiken. They were on the same team there for a minute. But no, I still like Rashard Perriman quite a bit. Everything I'm hearing coming out of Ravens camp is that he's been fantastic. So I will go with Rashard Perriman.
Give me Josh Doctson. I am going to take him in that. I just think that he needs to be the guy. There's a reason why they let Pierre Garçon go. There's a reason why they let DeSean Jackson go. And Jamison Crowder is a very good wide receiver. Terrell Pryor looks like he's going to be a good wide receiver. But they need somebody just in case. What if one of them go down? What if Jordan Reed goes down? Josh Doctson could be the answer if he's fully healthy. Again, this is just a story over and over again with these guys. They got to be healthy.
Josh, I do have one more as well, and it's only because they're similar. I don't mean to continue just one-upping you, but it's kind of similar in the way that they play. Would you take Will Fuller, or would you take Taylor Gabriel?
Give me Will Fuller. I hate it.
Ah, yeah!
I hate it. I
got
hate
him
it.
To say it.
Yeah, I yes. hate it. Yeah, just give me Will Fuller. With Kyle Shanahan gone out of that offense, I feel like that team may go to a run-heavy scheme, and you're going to see a lot of Devonta Freeman, and you're going to see a lot of Tevin Coleman, and Will Fuller will be that guy that kind of stretches the field.
As happy as I am that you picked my steak dinner bet champion over Tom, I would have to disagree with you and take Taylor Gabriel. He's still the guy to stretch the field. He's still going to have, regardless of the run game, some big playability. So I like Taylor Gabriel in that pick.
All right. Well, that's all we have for you guys. Hope you enjoyed Would You Rather, Wide Receiver Edition. And if you guys have not checked out our other ones yet, please check out the quarterback one and the running back episode. And then also the AFC North breakdown that we did at the beginning of the week.
And Tom might be back next week.
Yeah, hopefully Tom's back.
We missed him.
Yeah.
you didn't miss him?
No, I missed him. Oh,
that sounded like a pretty... I know the listeners missed him.
Yeah,
they missed it. Missed his sense of reason.
Exactly. So please come back next week. Check out our episodes that we have for you. And we don't even know what we're doing yet. We'll figure it out.
Do you think that Tom is going to hit me for continuously talking about his wife's bitties?
Maybe.
It's a strong possibility.
Very strong possibility.
Better question, does his wife show up next week?
She might hit you.
Yeah, does she show up next week and hit me?
She might show up and hit you.
Well, we'll find out.
All right. That's all we got for you guys. Check us out on our Twitter, PonyKeg Sports, PonyKeg Tom, PonyKeg Tim. Website, PonyKegSports.com. And check out our buddies on CleatGeeks.com. And check out their Twitter, @CleatGeeks. And a bunch of good articles, all that good stuff. That's all we got for you guys.
Peace!